Hey guys, welcome back. We are talking about the Rings of Power today. Amazon is creating a show called The Rings of Power, based off of J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings, but it's mainly focusing on the Second Age from the Legendarium that Tolkien wrote over the course of his life. And I am really excited for the show. I have a lot of hope for it. I know that we are in the early stages, that no episodes have come out, but we have had a couple teasers and a little bit of a trailer back on July 14th, a couple days ago. And the show is coming out in September. So September 2nd, so we got a little less than 6 weeks. Is anybody counting? But I'm really looking forward to it, and I want to tell you guys a little bit why I am, and things to look for, and maybe just to help. I don't know, just want to navigate the show before it comes out, and how we can look at it, how we can judge it, criticize it, but also learn how we can enjoy it and delight in it if it actually turns out to be really well done. And so, obviously, if it's not well done, that'll be a different story, and I'll probably have a follow-up podcast. But I want to talk a little bit about my background with Tolkien. So I'm just a random guy who really enjoys Tolkien. I've read quite a few of his books. I'm not at the point where I'm reading his books multiple times through, so definitely have that to get to. But everything from Lord of the Rings, The Silmarillion is probably one of my favorite books. I just think it's absolutely beautiful. The creation's narrative at the beginning to Beren and Lúthien to some of the stories that Tolkien tells, I think, are just really lovely and just bring a lot of wonder. And there is a certain richness to reading Tolkien. I think, obviously, starting out, like any book, or even like Narnia. If you're to read Narnia as a kid, which I actually didn't read Narnia until I was older. I would imagine that there's things that you get when you're young, and then as you get older, you find that there's so much more depth and so much more beauty than you realized, and it takes on a greater weight and glory, and so I think the same with Tolkien, and even any topic that people are interested. The more that you study something, the more that you get to know something, to really know something, the more enjoyable it becomes. It's like playing piano, when you're learning theory and you're learning basic chord structure and notes, oftentimes it's not very fun at the front end. But then when you get going and really learn how to play, then it becomes really, really enjoyable. And so I think the same with Tolkien is that the deeper you get, like the richer it gets. And so I think the more I've read of him, the more it just gets me excited, just even for this show. And I know it's a total different medium. I think a lot of people are the show is getting a lot of criticism, and getting a lot of flack, even before it's out. I get it. But at the same time, we have to see that it's a different medium. These aren't the books, and they're not going to be replicated like the books. The producers and writers only have rights to specific books out of Tolkien's Legendarium, and so they have to stay within a certain within time frame and bounds and characters, and they can only say so much. But from what I've heard, is they're going to be sticking with the Second Age. So what happens before Lord of the Rings, and I think there's going to be some really fascinating and exciting things that they're gonna show. And so, anyway, so the writers that are writing the show are actually Tolkien nerds, and so that is actually really good news. It's not just they just found some random writer that just wants to, you know, make a Game of Thrones. I don't think that's what's happening. And so these writers actually know Tolkien really well. They know his letters, and they'll quote from him. And I think when they have their meetings, they typically have a quote from Tolkien that they read. And and anyway, so that's good news. The world, it's going to be in New Zealand. It's filmed, from what I know, it's shot in New Zealand, and so that is definitely a plus, because the first the Lord of the Rings was shot in New Zealand, and it's just absolutely stunning. And so I definitely think that's going to really enchant and draw a lot of people into just the storyline, just because of how lovely just the scenery in the world is. And I mean, the awesome thing is like, this is our world. Like, this is the world that we live in. This is the fantasy world. And we're using, you know, New Zealand as Middle Earth. It just goes to show how magical this world is. Music, Howard Shore is going to be doing the music, which is great, because he did the music for The Lord of the Rings, and the soundtrack is incredible. And so I'm really excited for that. Even from the trailer, you can start to see some of the themes from Lord of the Rings, the Lord of the Rings films by Peter Jackson. And so I think that's just going to be a fun element, and just hoping that'll be a soundtrack that'll be worth listening to many, many times. Looking at another angle is the rights. So the rights to even get to even do this film was about $250 million. And so they are investing so much money into this, that it's kind of at a place where, like, okay, if you're going to spend this much money, you're kind of hoping like that it's going to pay off and it's going to be done really well. Time will tell, and we will see what happens. But they're not messing around, that's for sure. And so even just from what I've seen in the orcs, it seems like they're actually using real life people versus CGI, which I think in The Hobbit they use a lot more CGI, which just didn't look as good as the Lord of the Rings films. And so I was going to talk about a couple things. So when I'm watching a film or a show, there's usually two elements. There's the form, and then there's the content. And I think oftentimes we might just throw something out because, oh, maybe the form is done badly, or maybe the content is done badly. And absolutely, there's definitely times where it's like, yeah, if the content is garbage, and it's probably worth throwing out. But then there's other times where maybe it's vice versa, where maybe the form is garbage, but the content's really good. But I think when you have both the form and the content done very, very well, man, that's like gold. So the form is basically everything from, you know, the music, the filming, the color grading, just everything that goes into the creation of the show. And then the content is basically like the words, the message, like what are they saying? What kind of story are they telling? Is this a true story? Is this a good story? Is truth upheld? Is, you know, the things that should be praised, are they praised? And the things that should be damned, are they damned? And so those are the things that I think that we should be looking for as far as those things are concerned. And, you know, definitely from Tolkien's writings, I think he gets both the form and the content and does them so well and so beautifully. And so I definitely think, and here's the thing, like even if the show tanks, even if the show doesn't do well, like, we still have his books, we still have his stories, and like, those won't change. And so that's encouraging. It's not like, you know, if the show flops, like, oh, Tolkien's ruined. It's like, no, his writing is still there, and that hasn't changed. And so one thing I think a lot of people are worried about is just like the you know, what kind of stuff are they going to throw in, you know, as far as, you know, is it going to be like a Game of Thrones? And from what I've heard, it's not going to be like that. It's going to be, I know the rating, I think, is TV-14. Not that that means much these days, but I also have heard that, like, they are not trying to make it like Game of Thrones, which is really good, because of all the nudity, in that show. So, I think you'd have, I mean, millions of fans upset and not happy if they were to just make this into something that Tolkien would abhor. And so I think they want to honor and respect him. And so I'm hoping that they will. And I did hear that they are going to avoid cultural battles, which I think is good. And but yet in another sense, as a storyteller, you're gonna come across it in some way, shape, or form, and this is the one I'd be curious more about, because it's like it's not gonna be neutral. It's not like, oh, it's neither good or bad, or it's not, there's gonna be absolutely no cultural battles. I think there's going to be things that maybe, this is just what we do in film nowadays. This is, you know, there's maybe certain rules or thing, certain, groups that they may be trying to, cater to. I don't know. So I don't know what this will totally play out, how it will, play out, but I really think it'd be, I imagine it being difficult to avoid that. Not that, obviously, it's like you want to make it, you want to honor Tolkien and what he's done, but the fact that it's, I mean, Tolkien was a Catholic, and his writings are very, I'd say, very symbolic. I mean, is that a cultural battle if something is symbolic, then, when you're making it, when things are pointing to, you know, if it's, you know, if there's like references to Jesus, even though I know it's not allegory, I know Tolkien doesn't like allegory. But I'm just saying, like, there's things within Lord of the Rings that, within Christianity, that we can see and say, wow, this is like this character, or this is like a Christ figure, though, you know, the way that Aragorn is, you know, in him being king, or Gandalf, or even Sam. So it'll be interesting, just to see what happens with that, and then trying to avoid those cultural battles. But let's see what happens. The other thing is, I've heard that it's going to be about 50 hours, and there's going to be 5 seasons. So, I mean, it's going to be a lot of content. And I don't know if they're going to do it over 5 years or what they're going to do, but I'm really excited for this, and so hopeful. And I think one of the things that I appreciate about just Tolkien and his work, and I think what is even seen in the Peter Jackson films, as well as what I'm hoping to see in the Rings of Power show, is just this. There's just beauty all around, beauty in the characters, beauty in the scenery, the atmosphere just draws you in. You want to be there, you want to go there. But then there's characters that, you know, exhibit just quality, just have quality characters that uphold, you know, goodness and truth. And so I think even just from what I've seen in the trailer, I mean, I think there's definitely a lot of elements of beauty. And I'd say that, you know, every every beauty in this world is just a reflection of God's beauty. And so when there are those elements, we can enjoy God through this show. Now, if it turns out they throw in a bunch of garbage, which I don't think they will, then it's a different story. But until then, you know, I remain hopeful. And so, anyway, just want to lay out a few things of what I've heard with the show. I know there's more people that'll go into more detail and really hash out even just the trailers and stuff like that. I know Nerd of the Rings does a really good job of doing that. And but anyway, just wanted to give a few of my thoughts on the show and what I'm looking forward to. And if you have questions or comments, you guys can find me at, so I have a website, bennash.co.co. So you can email me at ben@bennash.co. And hopefully I can answer any questions or comments that you have. And anyway, thanks for listening. And we'll talk with you guys next time. Thanks.